Okay, then we have a brief introduction, which is usually read
I
by
will read
Sam.
that.
Thank you.
So, in a virtual meeting like this, it is particularly important that
Yeah.
you carefully follow Robert's rules of order. Therefore, please do not speak until you have raised your hand and been recognized by the chair. The chair will ask for a motion and second for each agenda item unless it is noticed for discussion only. Any member wishing to join the debate or move an amendment will also have to raise their hand and be recognized by the chair. Similarly, if you have some other matter to bring to the attention of the chair, such as a point of order or request for information, please use the raise hand function.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much for that. Why don't we move on to approval of the minutes? Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from our June meeting?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you very much. Is there any discussion on the motion? Okay, hearing no discussion, and if there is no objection, we will record a unanimous vote in favor of the motion. If you do object, use the Zoom raise hand function now, and we will call the rule. Okay, not hearing that there's any objection, we will record a unanimous vote in favor of the motion. If you do object, did I just read that? I think I did, yeah. We will call the roll. If there is no objection, we're going to declare that the motion to approve the minutes passes unanimously, which it does. And I'm going to approve that motion now. Is there any public comment?
No
You mentioned
registrants
that
for.
you said that there were no registrants. I just wanted to make sure that no one joined afterwards. So thank you very much. Okay. Are there any disclosures or recusals on behalf of the board members before we get started? Okay, hearing none, why don't we move on to new business? Our first item today is number two on your agenda. That is numbered 84339 to reallocate the employees of position 3938 from a civil engineer two to the position of engineering program specialist one. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Thank you, Anne. Is there a second?
This is Kimala. I second.
Thank you very much, Kimala. HR, you may present. Is anybody there from HR who's going to present on this particular item? Or did we just lose somebody?
Julie might be speaking, but we can't hear her.
Oh, thank you very much for the clarification. You might be on mute, HR, Julie. And if Julie's having technical problems, is she doing both item two and three, you know?
Ann Schrader will be presenting the other item.
Is Anne available? Because what we could do is we could, if it's all right, we could jump to three, and then if Julie's having technical difficulties, we jump back to two.
Okay, if that's what people want, I can do that. This is Ann Schroeder. I'm
Oh,
the
well,
HR.
wait. Excuse me. I think we have to make a motion first.
Oh.
So I'm sorry. So if that's what we want to do. So why don't we consider what we're going to do is we're going to move to item number three on the agenda, which is 84337, which is to delete the classification of transit safety coordinator. And create a classifications of transit safety coordinator one and transit safety coordinator two. And we're going to also recreate the position of transit safety coordinator as transit safety coordinator two and reallocate an employee to the new classification. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Thank you very much. Is there a second?
This is Kimla. I second.
Thank you very much, Kimla. Okay, and now you may HR, you may present. I just wanted to make
Thank
sure that was
you.
All. Sure.
Thank you. I'm Ann Schroeder. I'm the HR coordinator at Metro Transit, and I was asked to study the position of transit safety coordinator. This was created just a few years ago in response to some requirements from the FTA. And now that we have the person here and they've taken on significant leadership in addition to the duties that were originally assigned to this classification when the original position study was done, it has become clear that it should actually be a career ladder type position. I compared it to the hearings and accommodation specialist 1 and 2 series, and it does seem like the type of work, the scope and the complexity are very similar. I also compared it to the city's transit, not the transit, but the city's safety coordinator. It doesn't quite reach that level. The city's safety coordinator oversees the similar things for the entire city rather than just one agency, also has extensive work as the backup for the whole of the city's workers' comp program, which the transit safety coordinator doesn't do, and also fills in for the city's risk manager. So it's significantly different than that position. However, it would be difficult to fill the position at the level that it's currently in, which is 44.5. I believe that that is still a legitimate entry-level position. It is not something where the duties have significantly changed. They've just been added to, and the person has taken on significant leadership that was done previously by managers. So the person is now fully in charge of leading our safety committee, leading a variety of safety-based committees, and doing the work very independently. So I'm asking that the original classification stays in the 44.5 range, but becomes a transit safety coordinator 1. We create another classification in 44.7, transit safety coordinator 2, and reallocate the existing position into that transit safety coordinator 2.
I have any question. I have a question rather. Does that mean that you are no longer going to be using that initial level in which to hire? Have all of the duties become more complex, and so you're going to be moving positions into that 2 level?
Moving the existing
forward?
Employee into that 2 level, but if we were to hire, we'd probably have to hire at the 1.
Okay. Thank you. That's what I wanted to know. Are there any additional questions for Anne from the board? All right, the motion was to approve. If there is no objection, we will record a unanimous vote in favor of the motion. If you do object, use the Zoom raise hand function now and we will call the roll. Okay, not hearing any objection, the motion passes. Let's go back to item 2. There was a motion to approve, and we also had a second on that. For those of you who are following along on the agenda, this is number 2 under new business, 84339, reallocating an employee from a civil technician 2, to a position of engineering program specialist 1. And I believe that Julie Trimble will be presenting on this from HR. And Julie, if you're available, we're waiting for your presentation.
Are you able to hear me now?
We are.
Yes.
We are. Nice to see you. Hi. Hi.
Sorry for technical difficulties.
That's okay.
I got a new laptop and apparently the settings were different. So
that's all right.
As you can hear.
Sure.
So this is a study of position 3938, which is currently classified as an engineering program specialist one, which is in comp group 16, range 17, but it is underfilled as a civil technician two in comp group 16, range 14 by the incumbent Tim Stella. And so approximately 2 years ago, the responsibilities of this position did change and now include coordination of two different programs, which account for about 85% of the work. That first program is the pavement marking program. And the responsibilities that the position has is doing annual evaluations, planning and prioritizing, making determinations, coordinating between internal and external individuals, developing work plans, obtaining bids, developing the budget schedule, monitoring the budget, and then inspecting and evaluating any work that was performed. So really coordinating the full program. The second program then is that parking lot and commercial access program. So in this program, they're reviewing site plans. They are suggesting modifications when those are submitted. They're coordinating and problem solving again internally and externally. They are ensuring that the plans are aligning with ordinance as well as policy within traffic engineering and with best practices. Also, they are verifying what is completed and signing off on the final site plans for traffic engineering. So the incumbent is coordinating both programs and doing so with very minimal supervision. This type of work does fall within our engineering program specialist series, where we have two different levels. The second or higher level does discuss coordinating a wide range of programs and serving as an expert in the specialized areas. It also does highlight some of that higher level work. And that includes like recommending and leading changes to the programs, leading research and special studies, responding to complex issues and preparing reports, recommendations, addressing complaints, problems, or questions, investigating problems, and then completing detailed studies. And these higher level responsibilities that I just mentioned are not being performed in the position by this incumbent. And therefore, I am recommending that the employee be reallocated to the engineering program specialist one in comp group 16, range 17, as I feel that's most appropriate level. Any questions?
No, I have no questions. Nothing else on the board? No one else have any questions for Julie? Okay. Thank you. The motion for this particular item was to approve. If there is no objection, we will record a unanimous vote in favor. If you do object, use the Zoom raise hand function now and we will play the roll. Okay. Not seeing anything from our coordinator, the motion passes. And I guess that was our last action item that we have on our agenda today. The remaining two items we have are discussion items. Item number 84338, we have a compensation study update.
Yes, and I will be providing that as well.
Thank you very much, Julie.
Yes, We have been meeting with Baker Tilly over the last several weeks, months. At this point, we have been providing them with a lot of the data that they require up front, including employee roster, position descriptions, organizational charts, various policies, class specs. Currently, we are at the stage of presentations. Baker Tilly is actually on site this week. They gave several presentations yesterday, quite a few more today, and have one final one tomorrow morning. They kick these off with a presentation to the mayor's management team, and then employee presentations following that. They are also meeting one-on-one with agency heads to give them an opportunity to share any unique aspects or concerns that they anticipate. Part of these presentations is advising employees that they will be asked to fill out a PAQ, which is I can't remember the exact acronym, but like a position analysis questionnaire along that line. Yeah. So those will be emailed out to employees on Monday, the 22nd. They are asking for a 2-week turnaround, which I believe brings it to August 5th. And once those are submitted, there will be a review step where supervisors will review the PAQs of their employees and be able to comment on what they're seeing. So that's kind of where we're at right now. And I would suspect by the time the August meeting rolls around, we will have a new update to provide.
Sounds like it's moving right along then. Have you gotten any questions from the staff or nothing, you know, has anything been unexpected, I guess, from the staff or the management?
I wasn't in the mayor's management team meeting. I did sit in on an employee meeting and we have started generating a list of frequently asked questions and some responses. That we will hopefully get sent out to employees to try and attempt to address anything that may have come up. I also failed to mention that we did have some live streaming presentations. Okay. So for employees who could not be present, they were able to watch, and we also do have a recording. So employees can go watch that if they weren't able to make any of the sessions.
That's good. Yeah. The frequently asked questions will probably be really helpful. I do remember for a really large class and title studies, we would post those on the website. So employees who, you know, hadn't yet participated in the equivalent of that position action item where people were coming to interview them could actually go back and read and refer to that. That's going to be really helpful, especially, you know, just to lay theories and questions that employees might have. And we ended up refining it over, you know, several months too, as other questions and issues came up. So, okay. Does anybody else have any questions for Julie? Okay. If there's nothing else, Julie, are you going to be presenting on the next discussion item, which is item 5? This is item 83647. These are personnel boards. This is a personnel board report on different position studies that are approved through authorized administrative actions. I think all of you were here when MOM decided that any different actions that were pretty routine were basically going to be provided to us through these different reports. And I'm sure that you probably read them before you came to the meeting today. And I think this is basically just those updates with a couple of minor suggestions that we made at our last meeting.
Yeah, I'll just briefly summarize. So as see on the attached report, there were five positions that had authorized administrative actions taken between the June 5th personnel board meeting and the date of the report, July 3rd. Any additional actions taken since July 3rd and the date of the next report being published will be reported at the August meeting. Do you want me to go through any of these or okay? There was a question from HR staff who pulled together the agenda for these meetings as to whether they should continue to use the same legislative file, which is for tracking purposes and administrative purposes, a little easier for them to do for reporting these authorized administrative actions, or if you would prefer that a new legislative file be created each month. If we create a new file, it won't pull in the attachments from previous meetings. Whereas if we continue to use the same file number, it'll pull in all of those previous meetings attachments and could become overwhelming as we get further into this process.
What does the board have a preference? I guess it depends on how savvy you are on being able to dig through if you're trying to research something, where you can find things. Having been on the personnel board for such a long time, I know how to thread my way through. I know Anne also knows how to do that, having been attached to, and maybe Helga, I don't know, what's your familiarity? And I mean, I don't want to obviously make more work for, you know, if you're just trying to put together a report to show us, and if somebody obviously has a question, they can certainly ask, but does anybody have a preference? I don't, because I do know how to find the information I'm looking for. And if I can't find it, then I'll just probably call Julie and say, oh, I'm trying to find them. But does anybody else have a preference?
I would support the idea of having the same number used for every new set of reports attached, because it's easier to track. You know, to see the previous history of changes if we need to, and for the public to be able to find those changes easily rather than having to search on different file numbers to see the whole stream of them. So I'm in favor of letting HR go ahead and continue to use the same number for these reports.
And Helga, you had your hand raised, I believe, as well.
I would concur from the standpoint of whatever is the most practical. I don't have a concern as a board member myself.
Okay.
Okay, right. I think we'll continue to use the same file number. If at some point in the future opinions change, we can revisit it.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. All right. Thank you for asking for our input on that. Anything else regarding the position studies? Okay. With that is our last item on our July agenda today. So I believe with that, a motion to adjourn is in order. And as our agenda is complete, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved. This is Kimla.
Thank you, Kimla. Do I have a second?
Second. This is Helga.
Thank you. Thank you, Helga. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
What do y'all want to say?
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? All right. With that, our meeting is adjourned. I will see you next time. Thank you very much for coming, and thanks for your information, HR. Always appreciate it.
Yes.